98.1 KZE. Got some guests in the studio today, Chris Mattern and Michelle Healy from the High Meadow School, which you guys know that I love High Meadow. Welcome back.
Thank you, MK. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, you know, I can't talk about High Meadow without reminding everybody that I substitute taught there for not very long, but
still, it was memorable.
Counts. Yeah, yeah.
We loved having you there.
So, you know, what that gave me was a firsthand look at what a special place it is.
Yes, yeah. It's a really special place. It is a true community effort to educate children in a way that centers them. Yeah. And it's a beautiful, especially now, it is a beautiful time of year. Just yesterday, we were back in session from spring break and everyone was planting things on campus.
That's
so our
lovely.
Kindergartners were planting pansies and our middle schoolers were planting strawberries and everyone was playing and there was music going on campus. So it's just, it's a very wonderful vibe.
There's a big focus on being outside at High Meadow, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, we're really, we highlight nature. We're a real nature-based school. So our kids are outdoors quite a lot because we really believe that, you know, learning is done through really doing.
Yeah.
And so being out there in the woods and, you know, exploring our little pond on our property, that's all part of the play and part of the learning.
Yeah.
And to brag on Michelle a little bit, what she's done in her whole career about play-based education and understanding through experience, you see it. So you know, she's taken that through her whole career. And I've wondered what happened to me in elementary school and middle school. I feel like I missed out.
We all wish we'd gone to a High Meadow, right?
Oh my gosh, totally. I so wish that I had gone there and was able to really, you know, just experience life and really build relationships with teachers and with my classmates a lot more than I did.
So High Meadow, this is an exciting time of year. You guys have a big concert coming up.
Yes.
And this is your 40th anniversary.
It is our 40th year, MK. We are 40 years old. We begin in 1984 by a really passionate group of families and educators who wanted something different, who really wanted a model of learning that mirrored the outside world. Mm-hmm. And so this concert celebrates our community, but also it celebrates, I think, a lot of the outside community too. We're really tied into Stone Ridge and Ulster County. And so the festival we're putting on Saturday is really hyper local. So we have an amazing lineup. It's 2 p.m. to 8 p.m.
So it's an earlier event because, this is a family-friendly event.
This is a family-friendly event. So it's in the afternoon on Saturday, May 3rd. It's going to be at Arrowwood Farms.
Awesome.
And we have an awesome local lineup. We have Pulso de Barro is playing. The Mammals are going to be out.
Love them.
We have The Big Takeover playing.
Amazing. All the best.
And it's going to be so good. I'm so happy that we created a show that just really speaks to here. Mm-hmm. And then in addition, we have the Pop Icons playing, and they are a student band made up of many High Meadow students.
Oh, fun.
And run by the wonderful Ken McGloin, who was one of our music teachers at High Meadow. So we are ready to rock out. And in addition to that, we'll have Wild Earth and the Wayfinder Experience running all sorts of really cool kid-friendly activities. We're going to have a really cool photo booth. So it's going to just be a great day.
Now, is this event exclusive to High Meadow students and parents or no?
No. We want to celebrate, you know, every time, MK, I am around town. I think I told you this last time. So many people are connected to High Meadow. Mm-hmm. Every time I'm around and I mention I'm the head of school, someone's like, oh, I went there for a year. Oh, I taught
substitute
there.
I substitute taught there.
Right, uh-huh. Exactly. Like these things happen all the time. And so this is really open to everybody in the community to come hear really good music and celebrate.
Yeah. That's mm-hmm. so awesome. And so this is 2 to 8. It's at Arrowwood, where I know parents love Arrowwood.
Yes, it's the best place to go for a concert with a child.
And very on brand for High Meadow because like really what kids like to do at Arrowwood is like run around outside.
Yes, they do.
It's just a big, beautiful open space. There's that great lawn. I assume the concert's going to be outdoors.
It's going to be outdoors. We're hoping that the rain will pass us by it'll be nice and sunny. And also kids are free. So you don't have to pay for a ticket for your kids. Any kids under 12 can come for free and enjoy, you know, the fun time.
Yeah.
So,
and I mean, quick shout out to Olivia and Darren, who are going to be dancing with the kids too. They bring bubbles and flags and waving flyers and things like that.
Yeah, we're going to have a
dance around having an awesome time.
Right. We're going to have a full festival, you know, intro to Festival 101 with Olivia Harris, who's one of our former staff members. She is a hooper.
Cool.
And they're just going to be out there on a blanket teaching all of our kids how to really festival.
Just introducing them to the joy of outdoor music experiences and like all the fun activities that go with that.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So, and you know, during the event too, this is open to our alums and really anybody. So if you are an alum out there, you know, we welcome you back. We welcome you to join us.
Yeah. That's High Meadow School's 40th anniversary concert this Saturday at Arrowwood Farms, which is down in Akron. If you've never been, this is a great opportunity to go. 2 to 8 p.m. With Big Takeover, Mammals. Who are some of the other bands?
Pulso de Barro and the Pop Icons.
Yeah. Now, how old are the Pop Icons?
They are middle school age, mostly in early high school.
Yeah. If you haven't caught them at skate time, they've got a great vibe to them. This band is really hopping.
They're playing Skate Time?
Yeah, you know, they have played
the circuit, skate time circuit.
Right, have played a number of places, but these kids are deeply talented. I can't even describe the vocals and, you know, guitar, bass. We have some really special kids performing. Yeah. And so this is not your ordinary kid band. This is like a band. They are going to be awesome.
This is the Hudson Valley we're talking about.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Right. Exactly. Yeah. They are raised in the good soil of Hudson Valley music here.
And especially as the weather's showing up, everything comes together. That's kind of what this festival is all about, everything coming together in a beautiful way.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Absolutely. Now, can you buy tickets in advance?
You can. You can still buy tickets online if you go to highmeadowschool.org. They are right there. You will see them right on our page, and you can just click in and purchase tickets. So come on down. And if you cannot make it this Saturday, there are still ways to be involved in High Meadow. On May 17th, we're actually having the Bright Ideas Festival, which is our STEM festival, and Chris runs that. Chris is, you know, the head of school's husband. And
perennially voluntold.
Right. He does not just volunteer. He is voluntold. So Chris actually has taught our robotics program for years now.
Yeah.
And is really running that festival, too.
Yeah. Chris, will you tell us a little bit about the Bright Ideas Festival? That's very cool.
Yeah, and you know, just like everything in the Hudson Valley, we were kind of part of stewardship. So Rochelle and the folks who built Bright Ideas for many years, we took it over starting it back up again last year. And this year we're talking about a spark. So we're going to do an invention convention, teach kids about electricity of all ages, be able to see how they can bring renewable energy into their lives, and also look at circularity and how we live, work, and play.
Yeah, and open to the public again, totally free of all cost.
So awesome. Mm-hmm. High Meadow School down in Stone Ridge. I believe it's highmeadowschool.org. We've got Chris and Michelle with us today talking about the 40th anniversary contest. It's not a contest. Nobody's going to win. Everybody wins.
Though we do have a 50-50 raffle that's really shaping up. So if you're into 50-50, you can buy a ticket right there and maybe win some money.
Something for everybody. You know?
Something for the kids, something for the gamblers.
Yeah, exactly, MK. Some nice, friendly, community-based gambling. I love it.
The folks who just want a quiet time just walking through the farm over there at Arrowwood and just enjoying a beautiful day.
Yes. Absolutely. That's this Saturday, 2 to 8 p.m. at Arrowwood, which is May 3rd. Anything else we should know about what's going on at High Meadow this year?
Oh my gosh, there's so many cool things. You know, MK, this is a small thing, but we just paved our parking lot, which is a big deal in the Hudson Valley. So you can enjoy a smooth ride if you come down.
Less dust.
Yes, but you know, we're wrapping the year right now.
You're a school.
Yeah, right. We're a school.
Summer.
Yeah, but then that goes into summer camp, you know, robotics. Right. camp as well as circus arts?
Yeah, so we have, we really don't stop. We kind of go into this really celebratory phase. We send off our eighth grade class. They've just completed this huge year-long project that they do called the Capstone, mm-hmm. where they select a question out there and research it, and then think about a way to take action on their research. And cool. so we're celebrating them this week, and they're presenting on all sorts of cool things. One of them did a study on how public art can influence the community. One of our kids is researching why kids don't really like jazz anymore and thinking about ways to get kids involved
in
jazz.
Kids don't like jazz?
I know. Isn't that cool? Like, he's getting right in there. Our other kid is really working with a bunch of our students to really think about how you can use fidget toys to really focus if you're neurodivergent.
Sure.
I mean, they run the gamut of amazing ideas. Yeah. And so lots of celebrations. And then right into summer camp. We have a huge summer rec camp for younger kids and specialized camps for older kids. And that runs through July. And we still have spots available for our rec camps and for the Wayfinder experience, which will be there. So if you have, pre-K through third grader, come on down for a good time. It is a really lovely summer there. Very chill.
Absolutely. And a great introduction to High Meadow.
It is.
Yeah. Chris, Michelle, thank you so much for coming down today.
MK, it is always a pleasure to be on KZE. Chris and I always walk in here and feel like we are in the presence of true celebrities with all of our favorite DJs.
So.
That's right.
Thank you so much. Well, yeah. Likewise, it is always a delight to have you guys. And seriously, if you're out there listening this Saturday, it sounds like an amazing event. That's 2 to 8 p.m. at Arrowwood Farms. Live music and great beer and fun activities. What could be better?
Nothing.
Nothing. We got your community bulletin board. We'll be right back with you on KZE.